Burmis will be with us in about 20 minutes in studio. Tex Mars is my guest. He's going to stay with us till 19 after. We will take a run of your calls after this break in about 8 minutes from now. I wanted Tex to be able to finish up with the occultist involved with the atomic bomb. Now, this is a fact. It's even mainstream history. But his book really documents that. So please continue, Tex.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The first atomic bomb was dropped 7-16-1945. You say, well, what's the significance of that? July 16, 1945. Add the numbers 7-16-1945. You come up with the number 33. Of course, that's the highest level of Freemasonry. So we have the magical numerological number of the occult, 33. Everything was planned. The bomb was called the Little Boy after the Antichrist, the little boy of the goddess and the great god. So everything, J. Robert Oppenheimer, of course. And meanwhile, it was called the Manhattan Project. Well, what were they doing in New Mexico? Well, it was because of Illuminati chieftains who conceived this and what to do about it, to literally incinerate two cities. And again, everything is numerological. Two cities, same as in 9/11, two towers. And this is the Antichrist and Satan, his father, you see. And so everything is done in a magical, ceremonial, black magic fashion.
And now we know that Hitler wanted more blood. Lenin called in mainstream history for more blood to get more power. And they took the Babylonian famous gate and the seat of Satan, as it was translated by the Babylonians south of Baghdad. And Hitler had a huge, my parents just visited it in Berlin, a huge concrete bomb shelter over the entire moved temple just to protect the seat of Satan. And Hitler was obsessed with it. That's why they make movies about, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Hitler running around wanting all these artifacts. He was obsessed with it.
You know, that is so true about the Hitler and that situation. The Book of Revelation has an interesting statement. It talks about, it says that it mentions the city in Greece named Pergamos, or Pergamon, where the seat of Satan is, or where Satan dwells. That's actually in the Book of Revelation, the prophetic book in the Bible. Now, Pergamos, Hitler, they had this incredible museum there in Berlin called the Museum or Temple of Pergamon. And he actually recreated not only the Great Gate of Babylon, but he had the Great Temple of Zeus built. And I have that pictured in my book, Mysterious Monuments. So imagine he was part of this same occult system, even though he sort of double-crossed them and attempted to set up his own world empower there. You know, Alex, there's one place, I think it's on pages 26 and 27, talk about scary. 20 years ago, a Christian group came to visit me. They had just come back from a missionary trip to the Dominican Republic, and they were frightened. And they sat in my office, and they told me something that seemed fantastic. And at first, if these people had not been reliable, I would not have believed it. They said, Tex, you must investigate a great Knights of Malta temple that has been built in just outside of Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic. They said, it is a temple of blood sacrifice and death. Well, I said, oh, come on, you know. They said, we believe that Christians and those who oppose the New World Order will be brought in on aircraft, jets. So nobody will, they'll just be the disappeared. They will be brought in and sacrificed in this fantastic structure that was just opened up in 1992. Now, I did not believe this, and I began to investigate.
Tex, we got to take calls, but I want to hear more about this. I'm looking at the picture right now, folks, on page 26. It's in the book, Mysterious Monuments. A final segment with Tex Mars. I promise I'll get to at least five of your calls. Everybody holding. We're going to get to you with Tex Mars. We'll be right back after this break with Tex Mars. I'm Alex Jones. My new film, Truth Rising, is out at InfoWars.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got a couple clips here that Aaron and Jason Berman just pointed out there in the other office. We have a CBS News clip where they admit that Oppenheimer and others hatched the A-bomb plan at the Bohemian Grove where they conduct rituals. But we've got a clip here of Oppenheimer saying, I have become death. Passages out of the Bible. And then they talk about Vishnu and the god of death. And they talk about Kali. And put it all in religious terminology. This was a power trip for them, and very, very sick. See, they're into playing God. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Oppenheimer. Here it is. Oh, we're loading that clip up. We're doing all this right here on the fly. That's what I was trying to ascertain earlier. We'll play that clip before Tex Mars leaves us. Tex, you were continuing to make a point when we went into break.
Well, you know, talking about the pyramid mysteries of the atomic bomb and the monument being a pyramid, and Oppenheimer, you mentioned he quoted the Bible of the Hindus, actually, the Bhagavad Gita, and he actually said, and this was all planned, of course, it was a ritual, as the mushroom cloud of the first atomic bomb test came up off the face of the desert, he said, I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. This is a quote taken right out of the Hindu Vedic scriptures. Of course, they worship all of these false religions, and they're like one big jumble, mumbo-jumbo, to the occultist of the Illuminati.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Oppenheimer quoting this.
Let's go ahead and play the clip. We do have it now. Here he is. Here's the audio.
He knew the world would not be the same. cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." I suppose we all thought that.
So there he is for you. Now understand, folks, you hear it. They have to become death and then kill you to show you to do as you're told. You will accept the love of Lucifer. You will kill people in mass. The police will wear the black uniform of Saturn. We will murder you for the love of Lucifer, for the loving, sweet death of Lucifer. Isn't that right, Tex?
It absolutely is. It's so astonishing that they want to bring death to the world. You know, a Ted Turner who says, "We only need 500 million people." That means, well, 6 billion must be exterminated. You mentioned the Georgia Guidestones built in Everton, Georgia. I visited those. I have pictures of them in this book. I talk about the Guidestones. There's a plaque there in 8 languages, including Babylonian cuneiform and hieroglyphics and English, and it says that we must return the world to only 500 million people to keep it in a perpetual balance with nature. So this is their plan to massacre in a great blood sacrifice. And Alex, this temple of blood, that's what I call it, in Santo Domingo that I discovered, and is in page 26, 27 of my book. In 1992, they had the great opening ceremony. And a reporter, Kenneth Freed of the Los Angeles Times, reported, he says, that it's a memorial, and a 688-foot-tall lighthouse monument, it's called. He says, quote, this is from the LA Times, "The new memorial is a gigantic and some say grotesque lighthouse built in the form of a horizontal cross, 10 stories high and 2.5 football fields long." Now, Alex, at the very top, the apex of this gigantic building, I mean, it's huge. It's like, you know, 50 Walmarts, it looks like, towering. At the top is built nothing more than a Mayan temple to the sun god. Remember, they untold thousands of human victims were sacrificed to the devil, the sun god, in the ancient, at the very top, the altar of these Mayan temples.
It's supposedly... It's a supposedly Catholic temple or church, and the thing is built like an Aztec sacrifice center, just right in front of everybody. It's just amazing.
It's built as a temple of blood dedicated to the Mayan deity, the Maize God, who was believed to die and resurrect each year. I have a picture of him, an idol, stone idol of him on page 27. He had a brutal taste for bloodlust, but he would guarantee a fruitful harvest. So the Mayan temples had these human sacrifices of maybe hundreds of thousands where they would cut out literally the beating heart of their victims. And then they would, as cannibals, eat his flesh. Now, this is so grotesque, it's unbelievable. Now, this great temple has, in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, has a great laser light beam built into the very top of it. And therefore, they can beam up a holographic image. And, you know, the Bible warns of the image of the beast that people will be made to worship in the last days. Made me sort of think of that. But here's the thing. This building has no windows in it. This great monument, one of the persons who visited said they were only allowed to go in certain areas, but they looked down this gigantic hall that looked like it went for miles. Maybe only, you know, the 2.5 football fields long. They said what looked like to be bars, the dungeons, were there.
Now, yeah, it's a so giant. It's a giant crypt, is what it sounds like, a giant dungeon.
It is, and it was built by the secret order of the Vatican called the Knights of Malta. They were the ones who helped bring in the Nazis into the United States under Operation Paperclip after World War II, and into Brazil and South America.
The rat line.
The rat line, that's right. So this is literally a grotesque thing. Now, they do have what look like windows. If you look at that picture on page 26, it looks like windows, but let me tell you what that is. Those are murals, painted murals, of the world's flags. This represents all the nations of Earth.
So it's a now, big... Tech, here's the deal. I've already twisted your arm into 20 extra minutes. I got loaded phone lines, and we got about 5 minutes left. I don't want to twist your arm to the bottom of the hour, but you can make the choice. Keep going and then take calls, or take calls now and get out of here.
Alex, we can do whatever you want to, because
okay.
I tell you, this is the message of the hour, and we need to let people know there is graphic, tangible proof.
Okay, then let's do this.
Architectural colossus here.
Let's do this. Let's finish up with the bizarre activities of the Knights of Malta, and then let's take these five phone calls. Go ahead, Tex, and we'll keep you to the bottom of the hour, but then I promise you'll be gone.
Well, this Christian group that first came to see me, they said that they talked to some of the locals who were frightened to talk to them about this, and they say that all the workers were brought in from outside the city. Most of them were peasants. And afterwards, they disappeared. Their families were coming into the capital city, Santo Domingo, and saying, my brother, my father are missing. And so they must have taken all the laborers, and after they built this great thing, they killed them. So that tells you a little bit, but talking about those who helped to build the New World Order, the lower minions, what they think of those people. But now, the people told me that they had the message that they would fly people from the United States over there and have human sacrifice rituals, and then they would deposit their bodies or their ashes into the sea, because this great temple of the Mayan, modern temple of blood, goes into the ocean there. Now, I thought this was so fantastic. Why would they load people up, dissidents or whoever, opposing the New World, why would they load them up on aircraft? Couldn't they? I know they're building gulags in America.
Well, we know they've built, in Oklahoma, the giant federal distribution center for prisoners, and they say the thing is so huge it could do a million people in just a few days.
Yes,
it's way bigger than what they need. They're just a few prisoners a day going through there, and they're like, it's just gigantic.
Well, that's what escapes me. But on the other hand, I've been pondering this for many years now, and then suddenly with this so-called war on terror, we learn about that euphemism, Alex. Extraordinary rendition. What are they doing?
Secretly grabbing U.S. citizens and flying them out to, quote, ghost sites or black sites all over the world.
According to European newspapers, there are at least 37 Gulag United States prisons around the world.
And what did General Tagumbu, the Army General's own report, say? Raping children in front of their parents, raping people with acid dripping off huge objects. Only the most satanic stuff you can imagine. Just absolutely amazing. Okay, Tex, we're going to go to break. I'm going to talk to you behind scenes. When we come back, we're going to take five quick phone calls. In fact, we'll even start doing that during the behind the scenes from the folks that are holding, Daniel, Scott, Steve, Travis, and Josh. And Tex, this is so important. Can I have you back in the next few weeks just for an hour just to take phone calls? Because this has been so riveting, but I also love the questions that listeners ask.
Glad to do it, because this is a massive 624-page book. And the evidence goes on and on.
Absolutely. On your TV screen is a picture of the cover of the book, Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture and Occult Practices. And, folks, it's available for $35. It's huge. It's a phone book. I mean, to print this thing, I bet this book costs $10-$12 a piece to print. It is available. I know, because I printed a few books myself. It is available right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Please get your copy today, 888-253-3139 is a toll-free number, or go to textmarge.com or powerprophecy.com. Text, fire out your toll-free number for a free newsletter.
Sure, 1-800-234-9673, and the friendly receptionist, just tell her or him, that like a free copy of this month's newsletter.
And I should add, Tex, that it's a free monthly one. People get a free subscription. Give the number out quickly.
Sure, 1-800-234-9673.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back, Tex.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771. Or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we've had him for almost 2.5 hours. We got to let him go. I just got to have text back in studio, hopefully in the near future. He's a very busy man. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Daniel in Illinois. Daniel, your question for Tex Mars.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know, how does the black nobility tie into all of this? And Tex, if you could tell me who are like the top families in what you all talk about.
Okay, here we go. Thanks for the great question. Black nobility out of Genoa, out of Italy.
Yeah, the black nobility is based in Europe, and they're involved with the European Bank and the European Union putting it all together.
So that is the black nobility. And I believe that extends also to those people that are pushing such things as the Da Vinci Code. And, you know, that chapel at René Le Chateau and the devil god in there. And all that's involved with the black nobility. And, of course, you have the Habsburg dynasty. They're still very big. Queen Elizabeth, all of the, you know, the British set are very much involved. And look what happened to Princess Diana when she became engaged to a Muslim there. She was most definitely assassinated. We know that. So that's the black nobility. As far as some of the other names, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds seem to be primary. And you'll see pictures of their estates and the various symbols and things. In Mysterious Monuments, the whole section.
Got to go to the next call here. Got to move fast. Try to get everybody in. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Scott.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a statement and a question real quick. My statement is that, as you were saying, that these people really believe in Satan and the elitists really put their time into demon worship. And what I wanted to say is the Bible also says that, that we fight in principality and powers, not flesh and blood. And that this is not only a, you know, an information war, but also a spiritual warfare that's going on behind the scenes, been going on for a long time. Now, that's the statement I want to make. And the question I have is there any whistleblowers on the inside of these higher-up elitists?
And they throw them out. I mean, you always hear about Rockefeller secretaries being shot or thrown out of windows. They're killing their people all the time. Tex?
Oh, yeah. One of the younger Rothschilds was found suicided in a hotel room. And they say he hung himself with a necktie. So, you know, and so there we have Sinclair was also killed after he went to the Holy Land and began to shoot his mouth off too much. So this thing happens, and even here in the United States, the deputy director of the FBI, O'Neill, was found dead, and they claimed he was killed.
If you look at royalty
and elitists,
if you look at elitist and royalty, there's much higher statistics of being murdered, being drowned, dying suspiciously. Then they're always killing each other throughout history to cover stuff up. Steve in Colorado, you're on the air with Tex Mars. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I had two quick comments and a quick question.
We're not going to have time for all three. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first one is, oftentimes you hear that the Muslims and the Christians worship the same God. Well, that's not true, and that's easily provable by the fact that Allah has no son. That's the first comment. The second one is that the God of Freemasonry, Pike clearly declares in his book, Morals and Dogma, he says that Lucifer is God. Unfortunately, I don't know what page that is. Tex, you may. And the third thing is, Alex, you had mentioned that there was an article about Tony Blair flopping around on the ground channeling the spirit of light. Where was that at?
Scores of them. We wrote articles about it on InfoWars like 5 years ago, 3 years ago. He goes to Aztec temples for rituals. He goes to temples all over. His wife is an admitted witch. Tex, you want to back that up? I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Go to Google.com and put up Blair Occult New Age. Just use those words.
No, it says he gets on the ground. It takes him over, and he falls on the ground as he channels the spirit of light. Tex?
Oh, yes. They have little pyramids in their home that they believe are holy objects. He and his wife, I think her name is Cheryl or Sherry. I can't remember which.
Sherry
Blair.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a fun thing that the tabloids have a big joke about going, you know, over in Great Britain. One time he went on a trip to Machu Picchu in was it Peru?
Yes.
And they bathed in the holy waters inside the cave.
And it said they howled and screamed.
Yeah, it's amazing what you, and of course that they do howling and screaming, laying naked in a coffin at the Skull and Bones, and George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah,
let's
cram one more in, and then I'm going to go into the break and say bye to Tex on air. And I'm sorry to be going through you guys so fast. I just want to get to all of you. Travis in Seattle, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Tex. I was wondering if these people actually think their names are in the Book of Life and they have nothing to lose, so they got to save their ancestors as such and try to win this battle with God when he comes back. Is that what they're planning? I mean, what do you think?
They believe they're reincarnated and they're going to rule with Lucifer, Tex?
I believe they do, too, because 2 Thessalonians in the Bible says of the last days that these people will suffer under a strong delusion, so that they will not believe the truth. They're deluded by the devil. The wolves pull over their eyes. They believe they're going to be
victorious. Stay there. Stay there. Let me say bye to you right now. Here we go, folks. Behind the scenes, say bye to Tex. Take one more call, and that's it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Person isn't. I meant to get into this with Tex. New cars in California must display global warming score. I told you, everything's going to have a score. Your house, your person, a car. When your creds run out, you'll have to do community service to pay those back to the earth, which is the government. Total enslavement, bureaucrats running every facet, these well-meaning tie-dye control freaks, a rule of hell is coming with them ruling over you for the globalists. Total dehumanization. I'm going to cover that. We're done with Burma's in about 15 minutes. It's all jam-packed. That Tex Mars interview was absolutely amazing. Wasn't that an amazing interview, Burma's?
It really was, and I totally enjoy Tex Mars' stuff. I've obviously read Codex Magica, and I look forward to reading Mysterious Monuments.
We're going to get to you in just a minute because Burma's has had a chance to see parts. Most of the BBC program, he downloaded it this morning, was watching it out there. He's seen some clips. He's read some articles they did. We're going to analyze this hit piece. I hope Paul Watson's listening. I want an article tomorrow countering this. Can you also send him a version of that online one you found?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably already seen it, but, I mean, we need people to write debunking pieces of this immediately because just a cursory view of what they wrote. They attacked us after they wrote it and we were cult members. No, they are the cult members in more ways than one. Before we go back to Jason Burmes, I do want to tell you that this film is out that I'm showing PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's out in super high quality at Infowars.com. You can burn it on DivX to disc or DVD and give it out to people or the other formats. Very easy to do. Made for activism. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get all my films, TV reports, these live reports, the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on here. And then burn copies of all the stuff we do here and give it to people. Every subject you can imagine, we've got it. I mean, every issue, we covered it. And we have all the people on, all the activists, all the different angles, all the different perspectives to get you thinking, to get you moving, to get everybody working together against the New World Order. So Truth Rising is exploding. I'm glad to say it's selling very well. People are very excited. Get your DVD at Infowars.com. Even if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you want a copy of this film, Truth Rising, available right now at Infowars.com. Also, Mysterious Monuments that we were mentioning. That way you support me and Tex Mars and everything we're doing here and the crew. Now, before I go any further, I also just want to plug two sponsors, and we'll get to Burma's. And number one, Aloe's, and that's the New Vitality folks. And the folks at New Vitality... I have a huge, larger group of things at newvitality.com that you definitely want to check out. Big banner up on Infowars.com. You forget that web address, but you can also call them if they're Aloe's, Body Cleanse. These aren't magic products or things that are supposedly going to heal you, make you live forever. It's just stuff for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years, known to have health effects, and it flushes your guts out and detoxifies. So 1-800-569-4056. This is a company that's known for credibility, that doesn't push magic cures or magical products or miracle products. They push stuff that's known to really have good effects. And that's why we have them here. We turn down 9 out of 10 sponsors. We take New Vitality. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056 or newvitality.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. They also have the Super Beta Prostate and many other things there as well. Again, let me give you that number in case you missed it, 1-800-569-4056. Also, last but not least, there is Inner Food. They're good old patriots. I've tried a lot of green foods. They always had stuff in it that made me get hyper. I don't need that. Gave me headaches. Tasted bad, even in orange juice. Not Inner Food. Two little scoops of this in orange juice, apple juice, or whatever juice. It tastes okay by itself, but tastes good with juice. Two little scoops. 20 foods, well-known, unpasteurized, with just maximum minerals, trace elements, vitamins. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, get 10% off, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. Give them a call, tell them Alex Jones sent you 10% off. Get the green food, the Inner Food, their main product, great healthy cocos, healthy coffees, 866-762-9238, or link through on the Interfood banner on Infowars.com and get 10% off as well. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238. I want to thank those sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Now, first off, Jason Burmes, I want to thank you for sitting in and doing the show on Friday.
Hey, thank you, sir.
You bet. Burmes, you have had a chance to analyze the BBC piece. You've had a chance to also read their hit piece that accompanied it. Just try to A through Z break down what we're looking at here. And then we're going to get an article out in the next 24 hours that we need to hammer them with because the last BBC piece was so shoddy, we use it to really damage them, really expose their lies and fraud and corruption and disinfo, or they're completely retarded. Regardless, it's pure bull. The new one, it looks like, is even worse from what you were telling me.
Absolutely, and I'd like to kick it off with the fact that we preempted them with our Barry Jennings interview, and they had to put out an article 2 days later trying to counter our Barry Jennings interview, and they actually did include Dylan showing them the video in the BBC piece. But
yeah, that gave them a heads up to come out with it, but only in the side piece, not in the main piece, just like I made Popular Mechanics when we put out reports about how they did a hit piece on Michael Jackson, how they're dishonest, how they lie to people to get the interview, about how they claim it's not a hit piece. And then I also reported, oh, do you mention your film that Popular Mechanics owns you? Do you mention that that I hear you're showing the book, advertising it? They had to they postponed it 2 weeks and went and removed that, I'm told. So go ahead.
Yeah, and then it's just an official version love fest. For instance, they pay a lot of attention to Martin Lazeau, head of CDI, that's Controlled Demolition Incorporated, the company that was hired to clean up both Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center disaster, and he just goes on and on and on about how there's no way they could have demolished that building. He would know about it, of course. Now, another key point is that the BBC themselves reported that the building had fallen 20-plus minutes before. Now, of course, the BBC tries to spin this and say, we're all saying the BBC is part of a conspiracy. But if you go back to when you broke that story, Alex, and I called in, the thing that I said...
I said, and you said, we need to know who told them that. We need to find out if this was a script. They laughed in two BBC articles saying nobody told us that, but now they've had to admit they were told that.
Exactly. Just like I said, it went out over the wire, went out over the Reuters wire. And what is so interesting about that Reuters wire is the fact that they had the official version of why the building had fallen, fires and damage, 7-plus years before the report.
And they said 7-plus years.
Well, now, if you think
about it. Before the new NIST report.
It's not out yet.
Exactly. And so the Reuters before, hours before, and then CNN and BBC that fell from structural fires, a complete collapse, Building 7, Solomon Brothers, getting their script together. And I remember on the news them saying, Building 7 may fall, Building 7 has fallen. I remember hearing that on the radio. Locals remember it. And we have folks that saw the countdown. Now I'm going to go back. Well, let's go through this. Barry Jennings.
Yes.
Who he is briefly, how he got scared and said, please don't play that, what he really said in this piece, and how they tried to counter our preemption.
Sure. He was an emergency operating officer who happened to be in World Trade Center 7, one of the few people that went there on the morning of 9/11. Now, he goes there with the City Corporation Counsel, Michael Hess. Of course, the BBC did not go interview Michael Hess, wasn't interested in his story, was only interested in the story that we had. And then Barry Jennings offered us the information that he was stepping over bodies. If you watch that interview, I don't say, Barry, were there dead bodies? What were you doing? He's the one that volunteered the information that, in fact, when he had been rescued, he was stepping over bodies in the lobby.
But the key is the building's blowing up before Tower 1 or 2 falls.
Correct.
That's the key.
Correct. And he's in that 23rd floor, and on his way down, when they hit about the 8th floor, that's when that explosion happens, and that is prior to either tower collapsing. And that is, again, not in the BBC piece at all. They just show him talking about explosions inside and outside the building. They give no relevance to when they occurred, and they go with the official FEMA timeline, that it's the first tower coming down, and those are the explosions that Barry heard.
Now, how do they, because you've sitting there the last few hours watching, and how do they counter Jane Stanley saying the building's collapsed and it's right behind her?
Well, they have Jane Stanley on, and she's upset with us, of course. She's been harassed.
But she would never come on our show, we politely called her.
Absolutely not.
And now, the other guy, the other anchor, let's go through what he said a few months ago, but go ahead.
Sure. We Are Change confronted the anchor that was talking to Jane Stanley. And when he was confronted with the information, first, there was a little time discrepancy, so he said he wasn't sure he was there. But then they showed him the tape, and he was like, well, that is really odd, isn't it? There could be
first
something.
First, he said,
that.
I didn't report on 9/11. I was off.
And yeah.
Who could not remember they didn't report on 9/11? Okay, he's reporting on it all day long, in there as the main anchor, going to the reporters on BBC World, and he does, and then he goes, oh, I do remember, yes, but now I remember, he has the full story suddenly, he's telling the truth, folks, and but then at the end he does say, well, it does sound suspicious to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, so how does she counter all this?
She doesn't counter it. She basically just says, you know, I got that report, it wasn't a question, it was a fact. In other words, she read it off a teleprompter, off of that Reuters press release, and they actually have the email from Reuters admitting that Reuters is the one that put out that info.
But all these years we said, we call Jane Stanley, we call the other guy, and say, you got that on a newswire. You were told that. Who reported? They would say, that's a conspiracy. Remember the guy who wrote, the head of BBC wrote two articles saying we were conspiracy theorists and no one told them that and it was a mistake? Then they said, well, give us the original tapes. Oh, no, we lost those. Then they found them for this report.
Yeah, absolutely. And they make it out to be like, We were saying, oh, they were covering it up. Well, they were covering it up. They obviously have the archives from 9/11. It wasn't really that big of a search. They said that they found them in the 2002 section instead of the 2001 section. You would have thought that someone would have checked that out right from the beginning.
Those tapes are gold. All the 9/11 tapes were gone over. I mean, they re-air them on TV from every major channel. Mm-hmm. So it's just what we thought it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, the first BBC hit piece claims that you guys say the debris is 4 miles away, but you used a MapQuest, which you didn't do, and the news reports say 8 miles away. They just made that up.
8 miles away over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore. This was not 8 miles away in Indian Lake. This was over a mountain ridge. Let me say that again. 8 miles away over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore, and they just totally gloss over that fact. And when they talk to the mayor of Indian Lake in Shanksville, in Indian Lake, he's like, oh, well, that's absurd. When we interviewed him, he said to us on camera, well, I wouldn't have known a plane to crash there until they told me. I was asking where it
now,
was.
Now, you have that footage. You didn't put it in the Loose Change Final Cut. Are we going to put that in Fable Enemies?
We can put that in the extras for sure, just to show, because we're also going to show Anthony Santalamacia, who was Willie Rodriguez's supervisor. I've already cut that together as an extra, backing up his entire story. Explosions in the basement prior to
the incredible part is we have hundreds of witnesses, the firefighters of Willie in there unlocking doors for him, and the debunkers just say, he's a liar, wasn't there.
And John Schroeder is in Truth Rising, you know, and he is a firefighter in the lobby. Video evidence, you know he was there. But you got to understand, Alex, their big argument is they're confused. Everybody that doesn't agree with the official version of 9/11 is obviously confused, and we need to tell you what happened.
Well, why this BBC thing is important is it's just like in New Zealand, Australia, and Thailand, multiple countries, hours before he's captured and his name is released, they already have, the papers come out right about the time Kennedy's killed. He's not caught for hours. That Lee Harvey Oswald did it in print on newsstands before it happens. Now, they got their time zone screwed up. Same thing with Building 7. Mm-hmm. They got their, something went wrong. That's what they kept saying. It's going to come down at 2 o'clock. It's going to come down at 3, at 4. And it's got these little fires, and people are going, why don't we fight it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, buildings always come down. It's going to. You're going to see. And then perfectly falls down.
And I've recently seen a video of a much smaller steel-structured building where the facade does fall due to fire. But then when it's gone, oh, the steel structure is still right there.
Well, the debunkers always show buildings where sheetrock and stuff collapses.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying, and there's the skeleton.
Yes, absolutely. The metal, the steel structure of that building is unharmed when that thing comes down. You just have to look it up. And, you know, the debunkers always try to point, well, there's fire bringing the building down. No, fire has never brought down
the steel structure. Now, what's this other part you're saying where he put out a press release saying that we're basically a cult? That's the new thing. We're a crazy cult of half the population.
Well, the London Independent, you know, followed up this BBC story saying that, of course, we were not going to be convinced, even though Cheyenne Sunder, the guy who told Popular Mechanics that 25% of the building was scooped out, is the main guy. He's the main this guy. And he's on there going, oh, well, now we really, the working hypothesis is fire and structural damage.
But we have their own internal report saying it's not fire.
Yeah, that's the FEMA report where they say it has a very low probability of occurrence. And it's just wild to me. I mean, they were making excuses like, oh, if there was a controlled demolition, then the buildings next door, their windows would have popped out from the force. But you have this building come down in a symmetrical manner not to damage the other buildings. See, if it was an asymmetrical collapse, it could have hurt the building to the left, to the right.
It's a beautiful job they did. And you did get windows blown out in the buildings beside it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have the squibs, the blast. And they just hope that everybody's stupid. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble because they've got all these physicists, all these scientists, accredited scientific journals publishing this now, peer-reviewed. What are they going to do?
Well, what they'll do is they'll ignore the hard evidence, such as the molten metal under the scene. They won't show you the NASA thermal imagery that proves there are hot spots beyond what jet fuel could cause under 7.
And that's admitted that you've got it 1,000-plus degrees above jet fuel, mm-hmm. and they just won't discuss it. Well, when the BBC guy Smith Little Snake was here, I would say I want to talk about Northwoods. I want to talk about U.S. troops massed in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. I want to talk about them trained at U.S. bases. He would not talk about it.
No.
He said, no, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. You know, and then they're here for 3-4 days following me, and then I switch Galileo with Copernicus, and then that's their big thing. Oh, look, he got it wrong. Or, you know, backwards, who discovered what? Yes.
Yeah, it's just like when we were on the History Channel and I mentioned how the FBI had said that their working theory at the time were bombs in the basement. And I use Pat Dawson as an example. No, Pat Dawson was told by Albert Turi. But there's a separate clip of the guy on NBC News saying that we think there were truck bombs in the basement that started the explosions that brought down the building.
Well, let's be clear. The state police, the firemen, the governor, there's video of them removing the bombs from the Oklahoma City building. And then a controlled demolition comes in. You got 65% of the building standing. They cordon it off. They blow up the rubble, take it to a landfill. Armed guards from Wackenhut guard to this day. They bring in hundreds of concrete trucks to mix concrete in with the chunks so archaeologists can't come in and dig it up and prove bombs.
And now,
I mean, how suspicious is that?
And not only that, I mean, Martin Lazell, the main guy they go to, was on 912, official version advocate. Straight up. He's like, well, the energy is stored in the building to make it collapse upon itself. That's literally what he says. All you need is a mechanism to release that energy. But we all know that the path of greatest resistance is the center of that building. It had a huge steel core. And that's why the media had to lie and say it was hollow.
That's right. Burmese, I'm going to talk behind the scenes for people listening to the Infowars.com stream. You have to go to those if you're listening on the internet to hear what I'm discussing right now. Those are the streams, Infowars.com. That way we can jam-pack more in when we have vital guests. I'm going to come back with some vital environmental information in the final segment. Jason Burmese is my guest. We will continue online at Infowars.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more. Visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the new world order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah! Listen up, murdering scumbags that run the New World Order. Don't say we didn't go down without a fight. Chances are you're going to lose. Chances are we're going to bring you down. So get ready! Yeah! I'm taking fight, I said I'll never give it up! Stand tall! Did we get 9/11 documentaries out? Did we savagely, aggressively strew the landscape with us? There's nothing they can do to stop us! Turn it loose! Turn it loose now! Yeah! Yeah! We wouldn't expose these bastards that have carried more out. We're going toe-to-toe with the New World Order! We are not backing down! That's right, we're going for infinity! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of this transmission. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this tomorrow. This is big news. I need to lay it out, what they're doing, what they're up to. Listen to this. Yeah, you think I'm your slave? You think we're backing down? You think you're going to crush the spirit of humanity? You got another thing coming, you scumbag control freaks. You weak little chicken neck bastards. You pieces of filth. Lesser men combining forces together to control and dominate greater men. You will be defeated, scum! New cars in California must display global warming score. Now, I told you they'd do this, because out of the Club of Rome, UN documents, it has nothing to do with the environment. The toxic waste, the genetic engineering, they are really hurting the planet. They are hurting us. Cancer's up several thousand percent in every category in the last 50-something years. We are in a red-level crisis. But no, there won't be any real environmentalism. They'll just give somebody the scientific name for water, and 99% of people will say, ban it. Unbelievable. It's the same thing with carbon dioxide. Light from the sun, water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide is what fuels life on this planet. They want a tax on it. And folks, your house is going to have monthly inspectors, control freaks spying in your trash cans has already begun. Everything, land use being controlled, only the elites will be able to build. It's feudalism again over you and your family. This is out of greenbiz.com. New cars in California must display global warming score. You see, getting you ready for peer pressure. It's like wearing a yellow star. Everybody to be tracked. Everybody to be traced. Everybody to be, oh my God, it's class warfare being engineered in. And you pay your taxes to the private central banks. They're saying these taxes are going to be paid to the states, feds, and you buy the creds from the private central banks. The bankers becoming controlling the oxygen, controlling the water, controlling the carbon dioxide. Makes them God. California is making it mandatory for cars to be labeled with global warming scores, features that take into account emissions from vehicles used and fuel protection. The labels will go on the side of your car so everyone can see next year for all 2009 models. And, of course, you'll be arrested if you don't have those. Got to have your little slave car. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts. I had a rampaging power pact in resistance to tyranny first hour. Death to tyrants! Death to these weak scum! And then I had Tex Mars on for 2.5 hours, totally jam-packed. Retransmission on the internet starts now at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 on the AM and FM and satellite. Retransmission now! Weapons launch!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. On